4 Congressional, 15 School Board, 29 Senate, 75 House. These are the districts that need to be redrawn this year during the October legislative special session for redistricting. But because of COVID, the process that would normally start in May needs to wait until September. It's the census results that guides the schedule for this process. According to co-chair Representative Paul Ray, Utah does not even have the results back yet, which is the reason behind the delay in the start of the process.
They'll drop what they call the legacy file on August 16th, and that's just the raw data. If you wait for the Census Bureau to refine the data, you will get that on September 30th. With the software that we've purchased and the company that we're working with, we can actually take that raw data, refine it, and be ready to go by September 1st.
Town halls will start on September 2nd, and the committee will travel all over Utah to talk to communities about their thoughts for the redistricting process. In the 2011 redistricting process, Ray says technology allowed them to open up the process for more input by accepting community-drawn maps. One of the current district maps was submitted by the public.
If you have maps, please draw maps and submit them. I would like to adopt all the maps from the public if we could. And so, that's one of the things that we'll be looking at trying to do.
The committee hopes that all maps they use will be submitted by the public. Barriers that may prevent this is the need for districts to have equal populations and possible gerrymandering. For more information on the redistricting process, visit upr.org. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.